The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife, Chan, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and your host right here every Saturday of Auto Talk. Glad you're riding along with us. I am personally a ASE, Master Auto Tech, for over 40 years. Yeah, hate to admit it, but I've been working on cars for a long, long time. And at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models, so no matter what you drive, we're certain we can keep it in great shape and keep it dependable for you. We're open at Murphy's Auto Care each and every Saturday, or I should say each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and yes, we are open on Saturdays by appointment. We're there to serve you and your family and their vehicle service needs, so be sure to give us a call. You can always reach us at 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886, or you can contact us to learn more about our company or schedule your vehicle for an appointment at murphysautocare.com. All right, great. Welcome to Auto Talk. We're glad you're here and following along. Today, we will not be taking phone calls, but we'd love to hear from you still, so you can reach us at any time on our Facebook page. Just message us there, and I promise you, I will return the answers for you to your questions, or even simpler, you can always just email me 24/7 at dave@murphysautocare.com. Again, you can reach us anytime at 426-AUTO at Murphy's Auto Care, and we're glad you're listening to us today. So a little bit about Auto Talk. Auto Talk has been a show for many, many years, and Jan and I have done this show for the past 3 years, and we really have learned a tremendous amount just from being here and talking to this great audience of Auto Talk over the years, but we really enjoy it. It's our opportunity to give back to the community and have a lot of fun and get to meet a lot of great people. But the main focus of this program for us is we always want to advise you to help you keep your vehicle safe, make it dependable, and help you save money. Because we know when vehicles are safe and they're dependable because they've been properly maintained, you are going to save money on that vehicle. So that is the premise. That is the goal of Auto Talk, and we're here to do it each and every day. All right. Well, you know, we always like to talk about what's going on in our shop in Beaver Creek, because it's pretty typical for most shops, most repair businesses, whether it's in the Miami Valley or around the country. And, you know, we at our place, we work on at least 60 vehicles a week, and we do work on all types of vehicles, whether it is a domestic badge or branded vehicle or what some folks might consider a foreign vehicle. Quite honestly, there's not too much that's actually a foreign vehicle anymore. But we also work on things like RVs, motorhomes, help you prepare those, get them winterized, especially this time of year, make sure that things don't freeze. So we work on all of those types of things. But, you know, we always like to talk about a couple of things going on in our shop each week. So, and I have to say, there's always some very, very unique situations. It seems like it just never fails. But we had an interesting situation, fairly common vehicle recently brought in with a power steering leak. This is a Ford F-150 mid-2000s vintage vehicle, good shape. But what I wanted to share with our listeners today was just that, you know, what seems like a very simple issue, a leaking power steering line, was what was actually causing the leak, and it caused it to be towed in because there wasn't any steering in the vehicle. It had actually leaked off all of the fluid. By the time we got a look at it and started really assessing the power steering system and what it was going to take to repair that, it turned out, just because of rust and corrosion, that we actually ended up having to replace both of the power steering lines, the high pressure and the return, as well as the steering gearbox, or it's called the steering rack and pinion on this vehicle. And the reason for that was, quite honestly, just because there was so much corrosion where the steel lines go in and attach to the rack and pinion, which is an aluminum case, the dissimilar metals cause a lot of corrosion to occur anytime it gets wet. And literally, we could not get those lines out of the old steering rack in order to replace a new one. So I felt like it was worth mentioning today. Many times repairs, you know, can, whether you're looking it up, researching it on the internet, or maybe you're talking to some friends that have had similar failures or symptoms on your vehicle, I just want to caution people to be prepared. You know, it's just the way things are anymore in vehicles. Whether you're servicing a vehicle or servicing your HVAC system at home or whatever it is, there's more to the story usually. So hopefully you're taking your vehicles to a shop that believes that they are a training and educational type of business and shop, so that they help you better understand all of what's going on. But that was one of the stories that came out of our shop this week. I felt like some of our listeners might enjoy that, and hopefully it can help you. Hey, you know, one of the things that's going on at Murphy's Auto Care is that actually we're growing. Our company has been very, very blessed over the years, and we've seen growth every year, and that means we need more and more great staff. And we actually have a couple of positions that are available. We are looking for a technician, a certified technician. And, you know, I always like to start it off with this when I talk to people. Well, there's a couple of things we look for. Number one, do you have impeccable references? Number two, are you actually gifted at what you do? And we can test for that. But folks that like to work on cars, many, many people are, you know, and you like to know what makes the watch tick. And I think that's key in our industry to becoming a really good technician. But number one, do you live by a principle that you'll never put money ahead of people? And if that's the way you live your life, we really, really would like to talk to you. By the way, we also have positions open for shuttle drivers. So if you have an incredible driving record, no issues, you're dependable, hey, give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care. Again, that number is 426-2886. We'd love to talk to you. And I just wanted to share those opportunities with you. All right, at Murphy's Auto Care, some of the things that we're also starting to face right now, and I've seen some emails come recently, the big question is, hey, how do I get my car ready for the season, right? We're getting ready. We're facing winter here coming shortly. The days have gotten shorter, definitely getting colder, and much colder. And, you know, you need to think about that, because what will happen is we'll get cold. We'll have a couple of weeks of that really cold weather. And if we haven't paid attention to our machinery, being our vehicles, they're likely to let you down. So I thought we'd just kind of go over some of the top things that you want to get checked out and make sure they're in good condition so they can see you through the season, so you can, the vehicle is dependable, it's safe, and it's trouble-free. And when we're talking about wintertime, I think one of the number one things that comes to mind for a lot of people is, you know, you're wondering how serious will the winter be. You never know here in our area, but I think you need to plan and err on the side of it could be the worst winter we've seen in a long time, so that you take all the steps necessary to prepare your vehicle and certainly try to make that fit within your budget. I believe that's very important too. And speaking of budget, when you're having your car serviced, you know, it's important to share with your service provider really where you are and what you think you can afford, so they can help prioritize the things that they see the vehicle may need now, depending on serious repairs or safety type repairs, and also some future or at least maintenance things to prevent repairs or breakdowns in the future. But let's talk a little bit more about this. The number one thing I think that comes to mind is the vehicle's antifreeze or engine coolant. Tremendously important that it be the proper mix. When it's not the proper mix, either because of dilution after over time, or the antifreeze itself, the rust inhibiting packages within it have failed and have broken down just because it's been in the system or in the vehicle for too long, that can be very detrimental. As a matter of fact, that's typically what causes things like water pumps, hose connections, radiators to start leaking. And when we get to where it gets really, really cold and things start to contract, that's when those leaks are going to show up. They're going to be more prevalent. You may notice fluid under the vehicle, not necessarily know what it is, but if you do, you want to make sure that you get it in and get it checked. That's when I would say really, right now, this time of year, is when we really start to see those types of leaks rear their ugly head. So if you haven't scheduled a service appointment to get your vehicle in and have kind of a pre-winter checkup, maybe get the oil changed, the tires checked and rotated, now's a great, great time with whoever your service provider is. So again, number one typically is antifreeze. And like I said, you want to make sure that it is the proper mix. And if it's not been, and I'll tell you what, if it's not been changed or flushed, as the term many people use, if it's not been changed in over 3 years, it's just time to have it replaced. So check your records, and by gosh, if you just can't remember, have it changed. Lifetime antifreeze is really not lifetime. it's the lifetime of the antifreeze, not the lifetime of your car. So you want to get it changed just to prevent other components from failing. Something else to think about: do you keep your car outside or do you keep it inside? And if you have a garage, but it's full of stuff from the summer or the fall, maybe now's the time to get in there and get it cleaned out so you can get your car inside. I can't tell you how much it benefits your vehicle to keep it inside. Obviously, it keeps the elements off of it. It prevents the situation of when you go out in the morning and there's an inch of snow or more, or we've had freezing rain and it's difficult and it causes people a hard time getting their car. It damages wiper blades. It's not easy on the paint. So if you've got at all the ability to keep your car inside, you want to do that. Make sure you can get it there. All right, something else you want to be sure to have checked: the heater in your car. All right. Who would know if your heater's been working properly, right? It's been air conditioning season. So take your car in, and let me back up a step here. If you're not going to take the car in, turn the car on when you're driving to work the next time or out on a trip and you're going to be driving for 10 minutes or so. Open the vents up, make sure it's on the heat mode, turn it all the way up, and if you happen to have some kind of a thermometer around the house, stick it in one of the vents. We want to see about 140 degrees minimum temperature, because as we get really cold, if we're not at that 140 degrees minimum, we're just not going to be able to dry the car out, dehydrate it, and clean the windshield and keep you comfortable in the car. So if it's 105, 110, 115, there's an issue. It's time to get it in and get that thing serviced. It could range. It could be an engine thermostat, but to be honest with you, most late model cars monitor the thermostat operation. So thermostats are not something that we replace as consistently in the industry as we used to, but there's a lot of other things that can cause lower temperatures. Things like restricted airflow, restricted heater core flow, and the heater core itself can become restricted purely by old antifreeze building up sludge and so forth inside. So again, you want to make sure that's working properly, because you got to stay warm and you got to be able to defrost the windshield. You want to make sure that all of the lighting system on your vehicle is working properly. That means all of your stoplights, your turn signals, your hazard warning lights, headlights, high and low beam, driving lights. And also, you want to make sure your interior lights work too. So check that out, or have it checked when it's in for a service. I can tell you at our company, Murphy's Auto Care, every time a vehicle comes into us, regardless of the time of year, we do a complete courtesy vehicle inspection in which everything that I'm talking about here today will be checked. So very critical to have these things looked at, because let's face it, it's just an inconvenience, and it could be much worse than that if some of these things aren't working properly when you get there. All right, you're probably wondering, why hasn't he talked about the battery yet? Well, I'm getting to it. The battery, the charging system, and the starting system, all of those can be quickly checked with modern test equipment today, and those should be being tested every time you're having your car serviced. If not, ask your service provider to do that, because cold temperatures are extremely, extremely hard on the battery. And like I said, in that process, you want to make sure that the alternator is recharging the battery properly. So there's going to be a voltage output test and an amperage output test be performed. That's very important. And then also, hopefully, they'll pull a starter test on it and look for current draw of that starter when it's cranking. All right, more to come yet here on Auto Talk. We're going to run to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz Warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry. Be happy now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit CareSource.com/Medicare Advantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO. CareSource Advantage HMO and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO. Depends on contract renewal.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Stay connected and protected with Chamberlain. Pick up a half horsepower, ultra quiet belt drive garage door opener. It has built-in Wi-Fi for convenient mobile control and is only $168.21 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 17th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
Hi, I'm Paula from New Lebanon, and I'm not only a patient of Dr. Volk's, but I'm also an assistant. You know, I see this procedure every day, and I hear patients say, wow, you're done already? That was quick. So that was really my thinking, too, when he got mine in. And then the fact that it's so painless that he put my implants in, and I got back up and went back to work.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
When it comes to Medicare, feel like a winner with Medigold. New benefits include acupuncture, an over-the-counter monthly allowance, an expanded dental network, and a comprehensive drug formulary that includes generic Viagra, plus a $0 copay for generic and preferred generic drugs at mail order. Call 1-800-964-4525 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit us online at medigold.com. Medigold is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Medigold depends on contract renewal. Plans and premiums vary by county.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Mostly cloudy out there today with a high temperature of 43 degrees. We do have just a very slight chance for a few sprinkles or flurries off towards the north later this evening. Into the overnight hours, a chance for mixed precipitation with low temperatures by tomorrow morning, dropping to right around freezing. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and you are listening today to Auto Talk. Well, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking briefly about some of the key points to winterize your vehicle. We've gotten quite a few emails and, of course, a lot of vehicles in the shop this week. We're taking a look at that, making sure they're up to snuff and ready to stand the test of old man winter coming up. We just broke away talking about the battery and electrical system and the proper tests that need to be done. Some of the other things you want to keep in mind is this is a great time to have all of the fluids changed in your vehicle if they're overdue or haven't been changed. We recommend, because we use BG products, BG automotive fluids, that the fluids in your vehicle typically be changed every 2 years or 30,000 miles. The only exception to that would be a fuel injection service. That should be done annually or every 15,000 miles. But check with your service provider on that and make sure they're all in good shape in order to keep your vehicle safe and dependable through this tough winter we're probably going to face. Hey, something to think about too is your tires. You want to make sure your tires are properly inflated. They have at least 8/32nds of tread remaining to as we get ready to go into this winter season, and also that the vehicle is properly aligned, and that the suspension and steering components are all tight and in good shape. Don't want to forget to talk about the brakes on your vehicle also. You know, this is a time when a vehicle starts to slip and slide, and it's really important to make sure your braking system is intact, including the ABS system on it. And last but not least for me, at least in this quick check, and we'll talk more about it in future shows as we go through this, want to make sure your wiper blades are in great shape. In this part of the country, wiper blades typically see their service life at around 6 to 8 months. So get a new set of wiper blades on there. I think you'll be much happier with what how you see through some of this weather we're going to have. I want to take a minute and just briefly thank our sponsors of Auto Talk. You know, we for so many years have dealt and used BG products. And we just talked about it a moment ago. BG products are amazing, and we use those day in and day out to do all of our flushes and major component cleaning processes. If you're not using BG products in your car, you're missing out. They offer an amazing warranty for it, so check it out at BG.com. Also, we want to say thanks to KOI Auto Parts. You know, at Murphy's Auto Care, we have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, and because we use top-notch quality professional parts from KOI, we can do that. KOI, thanks so much for sponsoring Auto Talk. You know, we also have had a wonderful relationship, and I want to say thanks to Mike's Car Wash. 3 great locations in the Dayton area, open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and right now they have an amazing special on. It's a stocking stuffer special, I'll call it, because when you purchase 4 ultimate washes, you're going to get 3 free in a book. They even have, I believe they have gift boxes for those, so you can put those in someone's stocking, make a great gift. That's right, it's Mike's Car Wash. And last but not least, I want to tell you briefly about an amazing partnership we've had with the Goodwill Auto Auction and the Goodwill Auto Auction Gem Program. The Goodwill Auto Auction is where you want to donate your vehicles, folks, because it helps over 20,000 citizens here in our Miami Valley each and every year through all of the programs it supports. The Goodwill Auto Auction Gem Program is a program where we are restoring 4 of those vehicles at the auction each year, and we donate those back to the auction to increase the revenue for them on those vehicles. So not to mention they're excellent condition because we put them in great shape and all the wearables have been replaced. Well, as much as I hate to say it, that's a wrap for Auto Talk this week. We appreciate you tuning in, and we will be here live with you next week. Thanks so much for following Auto Talk and for following Murphy's Auto Care. I'm Dave Murphy, and we'll see you soon. Stay safe out there.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.